Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 hello. It's that time again. It's No Chaser, 7 p.m. on the East Coast. I'm your co-host, JT. The number to call in is 347-637-3220. 347-637 is the place to be if you want to talk to Mac and me. And with that being said, let me introduce you or bring in the host of No Chaser, Mac Williams.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What's up, everybody? Glad you could be here. Glad you're here tonight. We are on the air, and we are ready to get started. First, I want to say to everybody, the show is sponsored by Trinity Web Solutions. Trinity Web Solutions has solutions for your business, online business. We have everything from domains to servers to domain name. So check us out at trinitywebsolutions.org. We are here tonight with the one, the only, one of the hottest clothing lines out right now. It's really starting to take shape, really starting to move all over the place, and that is Straight to the League. They are here tonight. We want to welcome them. Welcome Travis Smith. Yeah, definitely. Travis Smith, who is the CEO and founder, and Troy Fernandez, who is the president of marketing. I think I got that right. And did I get that right, Troy? Travis?
Yeah.
Troy?
Sales and marketing.
Sales and marketing. I'm sorry. My bad. I cut your salary. My bad. All right. Well, so we have them here with us right now. And I invited these guys because they're getting around, and I'm seeing them a lot on Facebook and on the web. And I just think their designs and their whole thing is really hot. I've gotten some of the clothing. Some of the top name streetball basketball players have gotten it, and everybody who sees it seems to like it. So, without further ado, I want to welcome in Travis and Troy. And thanks, guys, for coming on the show. I really appreciate it.
Man, thanks for having us.
No problem. Hey, look, I want to ask you, I want to dig right in because we got an hour. And I want to dig right in, and I just want to ask, for the person who looks at the shirts and looks at the jackets and things like that and sees, you know, Straight to the League, you know, what is Straight to the League and what does it mean? And I'd like you guys, both you guys, to kind of expound on it just so people who go to your website and see it know what it is and what it means and what it's about to you, to the people who started it.
Okay. I'll take that first one.
Okay.
Straight to the League, it's about what we like to kind of get out there is the gift and the talent that everybody possesses, and it makes you who you are as a person. It's about a lifestyle, and it says basically that I've made it in life. So anybody can be straight to the league, and I mean anybody on any level. A lot of people think straight to the league, you have to be this, you know, high and mighty, and you're great, but you could be straight to the league on any level, and we recognize success on all levels, and it's basically just life and how you want to live it. You know, one of our mottos is what Straight to the League is not. It's not about obligations, it's not about titles, and it's not about any regrets. It's just basically we promote greatness on any level like we talked about. That's what Straight to the League is about, and being able to just accomplish anything you want to that you want to. So that's what Straight to the League is in a nutshell.
So let me ask you this. So if I could paraphrase what you said, and correct me if I'm wrong, so what you're telling me is Straight to the League basically means whatever line of work, whatever business, whatever I'm doing it to the best of my ability and excelling. Doesn't mean I have to succeed. Doesn't mean I'm filthy rich or whatever, but I've gone straight to the league, and the league means I'm doing what I'm doing, and I'm doing it to the best of my ability, or I am exceeding, or I'm doing good, but just succeeding in life doing what we're doing, whether I'm a baker, a janitor, whatever, is straight to the league. I'm doing it the best I can. Is that kind of what I get from it?
That's correct.
Okay. Okay, that's what I wanted to know. I just want, because that's what I felt you like you were saying. So I got you.
You know what happens is we, you know, when coming up with this, you know, you just think about, you know, people in life. It seems like all the people that kind of get dealt that good hand, that the person that got all the aces in their hand or all the spades in their hand, it works out well. But everybody doesn't get that good hand dealt to them. So we feel like that what we're trying to do is, yeah, play it out. Whatever hand you got, play it out, and you can accomplish just about anything that you want to on your level. And, you know, just because you're not a doctor or a lawyer doesn't make you not successful. You could, like you said, be a janitor or anything, and you could still be straight to the league. And we just basically want to promote that lifestyle.
Okay. And, Troy, you have anything to add to that? Your perspective?
I think you brought up a great point, you know, about as far as the way we measure success. A lot of people measure it, you know, about the type of job you have or the amount of money you're making or what kind of car you're driving or what type of ice you have on your neck. But the whole straight to the league movement, we're not measuring it by dollars. We're measuring it by achievement. You know, and I think that's something that we definitely want to get out there to the people. Like Travis said, you know, anyone at any level can be straight to the league. And I think with your achievement alone, and you just look at, you know, did I give everything, all the hands that I was dealt, did I give everything I possibly could to achieve greatness? And if you did that, then in my book, you are straight to the league. So
okay,
I just
great.
I want to know, just to be clear, it's not about money or what you have.
I got you.
Well, I got a quick question.
No, go ahead. Go ahead, Jerry. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
How do you guys hook up with each other? I guess you guys have been childhood friends and come up with this idea of straight to the league.
I'll take that. Actually, we're more than friends. We're first cousins.
Okay.
My mother and his father are brother and sister. So you know, we've been together since we've been little.
So wait a minute. So you've been related to me all along?
Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
My God. Sorry, keep going. Go ahead. Go keep going.
So it basically started. It was as far as straight to the league. It kind of started with me. I was involved with a clothing company and. Like the early 2000s, and you know, that kind of, it was a pretty successful one back then, and then it kind of just kind of fell off, and then since then I kind of wanted to do something myself, and so I kind of had this idea, you know, people used to always say, man, that's straight to the league, or man, I'm going straight to the league, cuz, or whatever, so, you know, one day I just figured, you know, let's come up with something and try to make something of it, and it just kind of came up, and actually last year, I guess around February, Troy, was it? We all went to Costa Rica. You know, Troy, myself, his father, another one of our uncles, we just kind of talked. And Troy and I kind of sat down and talked to him about it. And, you know, I told him I wanted them, you know, I wanted him to be the right hand, man, because, you know, nobody can do it like Troy. So I figured, let's see what we can do. We talked about it that whole week, and we kind of put the thing together. And that was it.
How did you come up with the designs that you got, the concept that you got on the T-shirts and different clothing that you have?
Oh, that went right into my into the question I was gonna ask them. Like, what was the behind the wings on the logo? But go ahead,
No problem. So the wings just basically mean, you know, they represent success, aspiring to the greatest levels of accomplishment. So basically, that's what the wings stand for, just basically accomplishment and success, again, on any level. And
okay.
So, you know, straight to the league, if you notice, we have, you know, on the league, the font that we have, it kind of symbolizes the city. There's a city in the background. There's no specific city, but we just basically talk about the city and just life and that sort of thing. So that's where we came up with that logo.
Oh, okay. And what inspired the launching of your brand? I mean, other than what you just said, is there anything else that really inspired your brand to go on or what?
No, I mean, I'm into clothing. You could ask Troy. I'm a big clothes guy. And I'm into a lot of different things. And, you know, I figured, why not put, you know, all the things that I kind of wanted to do, my vision and the things that I like,
okay,
why not put it together and make a brand and see what we can do about it, you know? Just as a child, I know my father, he always wanted to have his own business and he would always tell me, you know, try to start your own business. You could always make, you know, make money, you know, working for yourself if you work hard. So,
You always
it's one
work
of the
hard
things
for
I wanted to do, so we're trying it out.
You always, I'm a firm believer, and you always work harder for yourself than you will for anybody else. I don't care what you say, and you get a lot more appreciation because you ain't gonna hate yourself for succeeding, and you ain't gonna cut yourself or cut your salary for succeeding. So, let me ask you this: what is the Straight to the League talent platform? Tell me about that.
Sure, you want to take that one?
Yeah, I can take that one. The whole Straight to the League talent platform, what we recognize is that there's a lot of people out there in the streets or wherever they may be that have a talent, but for some odd reason or one way or the other, no one recognized that talent. And I think that with the whole concept that we're promoting greatness at all levels, what this is going to do is it gives us the ability to showcase that talent for those individuals and bring a spotlight to them and let them be seen, and maybe one day that they could be recognized for you know all the talents that they have. I think that's pretty much. I don't know if Travis, if you want to add anything, but that's pretty much where we got the idea. And so far, it's actually been working for us. It's worked out well, and it's actually putting a lot of people out there that haven't had the recognition that they deserve.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
And if I could just kind of add to that.
Go ahead.
You know what we want to do is, like Troy said, put the people on that aren't recognized and have a talent. So this way, basically, they're kind of able to broaden their scope, broaden their reach of people that they can touch. You know, we have, you know, our social media sites and just the contacts we have with, you know, different industries, we're able to maybe help some people out. So, you know, that's the whole concept with that. And then, in turn, you know, once that person gets on, then maybe, you know, they show the love back to us. And it kind of just grows, and that's the whole concept of this league life that we talk about. So you know, basically helping other people out. Because I find that you know you meet people that maybe get famous, and you know you might grow up with somebody. They might be famous. They might have went to you know the NFL or they went you know play baseball,
mm-hmm.
and they forget
mm-hmm.
about you know the regular people. Like you know there was people along the way that helped them out. So how
right.
why not you know help out the people that are trying to make it up in the ranks now. So that,
right.
that's our whole concept of this talent platform.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this. And I'm going to ask you guys to email that. I'm actually going to ask you, Travis, to email that to me so I can post that on our Facebook page for the show, which is No Chaser with Mac Williams on Facebook. If you guys want to join that, please join.
Sure.
I'm talking about my listeners. I know you guys are already on there, but I wanted to give me a list of where can your listeners buy Straight to the League, other than the website. But just give us the website. If you have a Facebook, Twitter, whatever it is, give it all to me now. I know you're in a few stores in certain areas, so give me that rundown right now. And then for the listeners, I will have this posted on our after the show or tomorrow probably. If not tonight, I'll have it posted all the places you can reach Straight to the League, whether you want to walk in and purchase it or you want to go on the online and purchase it. So you guys, you know, either one of you guys, give me the list of the places where you how the many ways you can get it.
Okay. So you want me to take it or you want to take it?
Yeah, you can take it.
All right. So obviously online, Straight to the League, all spelled out, .com. Our Instagram is at Straight to the League. Twitter is at STR, the number 8, and then to the league.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're also facebook.com/straighttotheleague.
Okay.
As far as where you can purchase that besides our website, we have a few stores. If anybody's familiar with the stores called Social Status, and there's two locations in Pittsburgh, two locations in North Carolina.
Wow.
Also, in New Jersey, we have a store called Urban Cafe. It's in the Charity Hill Mall. And let's see, in Ohio, we have a few stores, a store called Maybell's. What else do we have? Troy, am I forgetting something here?
We also have our street team as well.
Oh, and let's not forget our street team. You know, we are not too big to where we still don't push on the streets and come right to people. So if you want to call any member of the street team, you know, they deliver right to your house.
Get the heck out of here. Go ahead, Jerry. I'm sorry. Is that every place?
Yeah, I think that's about everywhere.
Well,
okay. All right.
You went over the place in Jersey. Can you tell me where in Jersey again?
It's the Cherry Hill Mall. It's called the Urban Cafe. It's right next to PacSun in the mall.
Acadia Mall. Okay.
You near there, Jerry?
Yeah, Arcadia Mall.
Oh, okay. You're near there. So Jerry, you make sure you buy some gear and put it on and take a picture. And if you ain't on Instagram or you ain't on the thing, just give it to me and I'll give it to him. We'll post it somewhere on the site or something, and give you some credit, Jerry. You know what I'm saying?
Not a problem.
I know that's right. Well,
Mac, you mentioned that. Just want to give a quick plug out. Everyone can look us up on Instagram at hashtag League Life. All the fans,
okay,
if you purchase something, please post a picture and hashtag League Life so we can show you some love on our site.
Oh, okay, great. All right, so make sure you listeners go out there and do that. Any of you Instagram folks, any of you Twitter folks, Facebook, they pretty much got you guys covered on social media, including the website and some stores. So if you are ever in any of these areas where these stores are, like I said, I'm going to post it on our Facebook page, and I'm going to post it on my personal page, and you guys can go there, and there are many different ways to pick it up, so you have absolutely no excuse not to pick up Straight to the League or none of their clothing. Some of the questions I did have some other questions was, can you tell people, where you guys grew up, and, just give me a little background information on first you, Travis, since you're the CEO, and what you do, and what is your day job, because you guys are not independent millionaires, I know that, but you're on your way, but just tell everybody a little bit about yourselves and your background or what have you.
Okay, I grew up in a town called Steubenville, Ohio, right outside of Pittsburgh, about 40 minutes from Pittsburgh,
mm-hmm.
So that's where I grew up. I lived there, I would say till I was about 27 years old, I moved to Jersey. My job took me there, so I moved there, about 7 years ago, I would say. In my day job, I'm in marketing and sales as well for a major liquor company.
Okay.
I've been doing that for about 12 years, 10 or 12
wow.
years.
Wow.
So... I have a lot of experience with marketing major brands and dealing with big egos a lot of times with a lot of these folks that I deal with. So,
uh-huh.
That could be fun. And
okay.
That's what I do in a nutshell.
Okay. What about you, Troy?
I also grew up in that same Ohio Valley area that Travis mentioned, but I'm from the other side of the bridge. I'm from Weirton, West Virginia. Which is about 20 minutes away from Pittsburgh. I recently moved to Pittsburgh just to pursue a career as an account manager for Verizon. So that's pretty much what I do in the day. In the night, I own a not-for-profit martial arts school that I recently opened about 4 years ago, me and a couple of colleagues. Yeah, so we've been doing that. And then my third job is Straight to the League, just trying to promote this movement. In a nutshell, that's pretty much it. I've just been
wow.
all my life. Yep.
That's
so
pretty
you,
much
so
it.
You,
that's quite a bit.
Ahead, I'm sorry. Yeah, I was going to say, but they're young. What do you expect? I was 20. I was trying to do everything. Work hard now, play later. You can relax
mm-hmm.
later. When you hit your 40s and your 50s, y'all will be sitting back talking about, dang, remember all that hard work we did? Yeah, we ain't doing that no more. So.
Hey, Mike, I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm trying to do that in my 30s. Bump that.
No, I get you. I get you.
Hey,
look, I get you, but I was trying to be conservative. I was trying not to. I was trying not to push it too hard. But I mean, hey, do what you got to do. I don't doubt it, man. I'm old enough to know it's a different time. When I was coming up, there weren't as many opportunities as there are now. But with the way it is now, I look at some of you.
Hello. We just lost Mac.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think, we just called. I guess they'll call back. Going along with what he just said, you guys seem like you're high energy and trying to reach your goals a lot quicker than most people. Two and three things that you are dealing with from day to day, how do you guys find the time to juggle all these things that you're trying to do? Anyone of you guys?
Yeah, I would have to say, Jerry, I mean, I think Travis can attest to this, but we come from a family of just hustlers and grinders, man. And I think, you know, I would have to give a big shout-out to my dad for this, you know, just basically teaching us that, you know, as a man, you got to, you know, put everything that you have into life and, you know, you'll be rewarded in the end. So, you know, being that I'm only 27, Travis is still young, I think that we're just out here trying to grind to get to where we need to be, man. I mean, honestly, to just go straight to the league and get out of life everything we put into it.
Here's one thing I will say, and I can attest to. Troy's father is, that's the dude. That man, if it's about making money in a business, he's doing it. He always has been that way. Ever since I was growing up, I knew he was that guy. So, yeah, I knew the apple didn't fall far from the tree when I saw what you was doing, Troy. I was like, okay, I'm not surprised. He's been taught very well. So, yeah, your dad is – shout out to your dad, man. That's a guy who really tries to make it happen. If I wanted to know anything about starting a business, about hustle, that's the guy I go talk to.
Definitely.
Just want to give it credit.
Sure.
Okay. Did you have something else, Jerry? Or I thought you were getting ready to ask something, Jerry.
No, I had to ask the question. Troy answered it. I'm waiting for Travis to chime in and tell me where does he find the time to get all this that he's trying to do accomplished.
Yeah, well, I mean, you wake up early and go to bed late, I guess. That's the way you got to do it. You just got to kind of figure out your priorities, what you need to do, what you can do and what you can't do, and still try to make time to do things that you need to do. Kind of like Troy said, I feel like, you know, you can't teach hustling. There's certain things you can't teach, and I just feel like it's in our blood. And that's when this whole thing started, you know, the first thing I thought of was Troy. There is a 7-year difference, and just like when I was his age, he was still in college doing his thing, and I would just, you know, I would look at him and I'd be like, man, he's like the young me, and he's still doing it. And I'll be honest with you, like, he keeps me young now, man. Like, he calls me and tells me stuff I need to do, and I sit back and laugh, and I'm like, you know what I mean? This is what you need, though. You know what I mean? You got to get a good team behind you, and especially if it's your family and somebody you've grown up with, and they understand, you know, everything that we do anyway, because it's in the blood. That's just what it's about. So, you know, to answer your question, it's just kind of prioritizing what needs to be done, and even if it's taking your time and not rushing things, so things get done correctly. I've learned that, you know, in this 4 months that we've had this business going, you know, it's just worth it to even just take your time, and even if you got to kind of fall back and maybe not. Maybe your deadlines aren't reached the way you want them to. Maybe you're not able to drop something the way you are. We've found that it's just best to just kind of sit back and kind of relax and make sure things are done correctly.
Go ahead, Mac.
I got something that Black wants to ask them about. Have you guys approached?
Black is here?
Yeah, Black's in the chat room. He's not on the line.
Okay.
He's in the chat room. And he wanted to ask, has any of you guys tried to approach the NBA or college, or is that difficult to do with the NBA to wear your product?
Is the NBA as a whole or specific players?
Well, specific players, if it's specific players or the NBA, either or.
Well, to answer that question, yeah, we have approached some players to see if they can wear our things and whatnot. We've had success with not just NBA but other leagues as well, to people that wear them as far as sports professionals, just because of people we have relationships with. As far as going after the league itself, we haven't. To be truthfully honest, I don't know that we're there yet with that. That's a lot of things going on as far as just the legalities of trying to get registered, with the NBA and certain things. So once we get there, we would love to do that, though.
But right now, you guys, I know you guys are working grassroots, and I think, and if I can speak to it, I think, I'm going to do all I can with my connections and try to get them as close to NBA guys that I know that I can to help promote the brand and push it. Right now, what's most available to Troy and them is not only ordinary people, but for me, being a part of the number one summer league in the country, also knowing other leagues. You know, hopefully I can help them get closer to NBA guys. But what I'm finding is that more importantly is that the street ball guys, the guys who have names and reps,
right,
are the probably better almost than the pros because they're more willing because there's no standoffishness. There's no, what do you want from me? How much money do you want from me? What are you trying to get from me? It's not the same. It's kind of grassroots.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just more willing to say, yeah, no problem. You know, give me your shirt, I'll wear it. You know, give me this, give me that, you know. And with that, I just wanted to ask this question. Out of all the people that you guys have met or people that are pushing the brand, who would you say is pushing your brand more or just or becoming visible? And I don't know who that is because I see a lot of people, boxers, I see other people. So who would you say is visible and really pushing the brand a little bit as far as from an athlete standpoint?
Oh, there's no question who that is. You introduced us to him. You know, Hugh Baby Shaq Jones. I mean, from the beginning, he's pushed the brand. He's enjoyed it. He loved it, and just kind of embraced the whole movement. You know, from when he won the Red Bull King of the Rock to when they do the Red Bull Midnight Run to, you know, anything that he does, he's really been helping us out a lot.
Okay.
And just getting it out there, especially in that whole DMV, DC area. It's really became, I'll be honest with you, I think it's our, I don't know, Troy would know as far as logistics because he works the website a lot more than I do. But I think that's our second biggest market, next to Jersey,
wow,
Philly, the whole New York area.
Wow.
I definitely think that whole market. And I'm really, I mean, I can say, you know, a lot of that is because of him.
Yeah, no, I would have to agree with you. And you know what I think it is? I think that our brand really hits home with Shaq. I mean, like, as far as, you know, things that he's been through, like, with his street ball career, and a lot of people would say that he hasn't been recognized, like, some say he should have. You know, and I think that as far as, like, our talent platform and things that we're trying to do for people and things that people are trying to do for us, I think that he is the epitome of league life. So I think that, you know, I would have to agree with Travis. He's definitely been pushing and opening a lot of doors for us.
Well, you guys got a – well, I can say this. You guys probably got a good 2 or 3 year window with him, and he's getting ready to start traveling again this summer, plus being at the Goodman. So you guys are going to get a lot more exposure. I'm going to make sure I get a lot more exposure for you guys also. But I think really, honestly, in my honest opinion, this is one of the truly good, I mean, Straight to the League makes perfect sense.
Mm-hmm.
I think it relates to everybody, especially with the way you explain it.
Right.
And what I love most of all is that you haven't marked it off. You haven't picked a brand that shuts everybody off. Okay, y'all can't do that unless you're an athlete. Okay, you can't do this if you're not this. Well, with this, Straight to the League kind of lets everybody in, and it says it doesn't matter from what walk of life, from what you're doing, no matter what you're doing, whether you're in athletics, not in athletics, whatever you're doing, all walks of life, you're straight to the league. And I think, and I have to give you guys, I have to commend you guys a lot on that because it just seems to me you guys have just pushed the brand. You're doing real good. And like I said, I'm going to be very involved in trying to help you guys push that and get into places that maybe you couldn't get into before or were hard. And, you know, with me, like I said, introducing you to Shaq, I'll be honest with you, I knew that would help you. I didn't realize how much, but I knew it would help you because it's funny. It's funny you say that as much as you say, well, you know, Shaq hasn't really got the recognition. You know, I agree with that, but then I don't because the guy is well known. He's been doing it too long. I think he's well known. Everybody knows him. Even pros know him. But I think what it is just now, it's just every time you think, okay, Hugh's going to fall out, we're not going to see him anymore, then he comes and wins the Red Bull King of the Rock back-to-back. And you got to remember, there's been almost, 7 years or so between when last time he was with AM1 and this. So every time you think he's gone or you think, okay, well, we won't hear about him no more, here he comes. So now, you know, he's gone with, he's gone to Ball Up, and now he's going to be traveling the country again, being on TV. So you guys have a unique, a very good setup and opportunity to get seen a lot. And the one thing I know to both of you, if Shaq loves something, and I know this from knowing him for years, if he loves something, he's going to push it. So the fact that he loves it, you don't need to push him, man. All you need to do is say, here, do this. He was like, all right, great. You know, and he really likes you guys. He speaks very highly of you guys, and he likes you guys a lot. He really does, and he's always thinking of ways to try to help you, so just as I am. But what I also want to do is ask you this question. With that being said, what, if I may ask you, what are your plans? And I'm not saying 5 years. Let's just say 5 years from now. Let me hear your long-term goals, and then let me hear what your short-term goals are for the clothing line. Where do you see yourself, you know, right now? Give me a short and a long, both of you guys. It doesn't matter.
All right, I'll take Drew, do you want to take the short and just talk about our new whole plan as to how we're going to drop our releases and so on?
Yeah. Our short-term goals right now is really just to hit as many people as possible. We're looking to develop not only this men's line, but we're also looking to hopefully sometime in February we can start introducing more to our line that we call League Lady, which is going to be our ladies' line.
Get out of here.
We found this little short stint, what has it been, Trav, 4 months that we've
worked? Yeah, about 4 months, yeah.
Yeah, that we've seen a lot of females buying our clothing, so we really want to, you know, cater to them and give them, show them some love back. We have our other cousin, Tiffany Fernandez. She's also helping us with that. She's also a big part of the brand as well, as far as our social media works. So I think in the short term, you're going to see more releases. Every 2 months or so, we're going to look to release something, something exclusive,
wow,
you know, to cater to everyone, especially to those sneakerheads, for the sneaks that are coming out.
Mm-hmm.
And just in the short run, man, we're just looking to hit everyone, get the word spread it, and promote this league life.
Wow. I didn't know that you were going to have a women's line. It's funny, you know, I was just sitting here thinking, I was like, I don't know. I was thinking, and it never crossed my mind until you guys said that, you know, you were looking and the trend is that a lot of women are buying it. But then I was sitting there thinking, I was like, duh, like women are impulse buyers. They're like the biggest impulse buyers ever. They're better than us because we'll sit around and, like, think about it, meditate
right
on it, size
exactly
it up, whatever. Women will be like, it's pretty, it's cute, I like it, I'm buying it. They
mm-hmm
just go straight in for the kill and just buy it. So I think that's a great move on you
and
guys'
also,
part.
Also, we find a lot of women buy online. That's key.
Yes, they do.
That's our biggest market right now. Until we get to the point to where we're going to get, you know, full distribution in the stores if you want,
mm-hmm,
then I'm sure we'll have more men purchase. Not that we don't now, but I'm sure we'll have a bigger purchase of men and across the country. But until we get that distribution, we won't have it. So, you know, like Troy said, we found online women. We have women. They buy, I would say, more than half of all of our orders online are from women. And not just buying their men's stuff, but also buying them stuff as well.
Wow.
That's our short term.
Okay.
I guess in the long term, our long term goal is we would love to, you know, quite possibly be picked up by maybe a larger brand or
mm-hmm
even
a larger line of stores, you mean?
Yeah, well, even a larger brand. So, like,
oh, okay,
you know, maybe a larger brand buys us and they say, you know, they want, you know, to take me, Troy, and our team on, you know what I mean, to kind of run it,
mm-hmm,
you know, within
mm-hmm
a conglomerate. Or,
okay,
if not that, to have, you know, maybe get in, like, a major store, like maybe a big box store, and that's what we could do. We could design just for that store.
Wow.
So that's the goal.
Have you ever thought about opening your own store, or is that something that's kind of like, I don't want to do it? Because it sounds to me like it's like you want to do, it's like a, how should I say it? It's like we were talking to one of our guys. You know, I have a guy, a friend of mine named Bradley Nesbitt, and he's actually a filmmaker. He actually writes scripts, films, does everything, does great work. And by the way, if you guys ever need to shoot commercials or want to shoot something, let me know. That's the guy you want to talk to. He's working with us now on a project. But I was talking to Bradley, and one of the things we were talking to him about was our one of my companies my wife started up, which is called New Day Management. And what it does is it manages companies for them while they concentrate on something else. For instance, Bradley was saying, you know, I love to film and I love to do the locations. I love to do the artistic stuff. I don't want to do paychecks. I don't want to do taxes. I don't want to do all the day-to-day. I don't want to do that. I want somebody else to do it, and I can just concentrate on what I do. And so that's kind of like, I think that's kind of the idea. I don't know if that's the idea you guys kind of have in mind with your saying that you want to, you know, do something else and y'all just do the design work and somebody else handles the business part. So I don't know if that's what you were saying in that.
Well, a little bit different than that. I mean, I guess,
okay.
I guess when I say I want to get picked up by a big company, so it would be like a lot. If you look at a lot of clothing companies now, a lot of them are actually in cahoots. And maybe they're just like a major one that kind of puts them out, and then they have other brands under them.
Okay.
So that's our goal. So not that we don't want to run the day-to-day business. We definitely do. But we would love to have that big corporation above us.
That backing. Kind of,
that has the capital, and it has everything to kind of back us. And then we have basically just we're able to do basically what we would like to do with the brand. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And it's not our money that we're putting up.
All right. I got you. I got you. That sounds great.
And then to answer your question, actually, Troy and I, we have talked about opening up a store at some point. Again, that, like Troy said, for the short term, our goal is to try to get this league life and spread this movement everywhere we possibly can. And so, you know, hopefully, you know, once we figure out exactly where we're at and if we're stable enough, we would love to have, you know, open up maybe a store, kind of a flagship store to sell all of our stuff for people kind of come in to get it. But once we figure out, you know, where that market would be, we'll have to go from there. So,
okay, that's great. So let me ask you, you're gonna go with the ladies line and everything else. Can you tell everybody? Because right now you're coming out with you have out your winter line. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tell everybody about what you have available online for your winter line. What did you guys do different than what you had in the summer?
Go ahead.
Okay. Well, on our website right now, we have a lineup of hoodies, crew necks, long sleeve tees, Wrangler baseball tees, scullies, beanies, snapback hats. That's pretty much sums up the winter line. But the one thing that you'll notice, like with our launches in the past, is that we launched huge. I mean, like, Chad, correct me if I'm wrong. What did we launch, about 25 colorways as far as T-shirts?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was our first launch. We launched a lot, which was a learning experience. But go ahead.
Yeah, and honestly, you a company that just starts up, it's unheard of to see that type of launch. But what we wanted to do is we wanted to show people that we're serious about this, and that we're confident in our quality and we're confident in our brand enough that we could throw all that out there at once. And we were actually right because, I mean, honestly, in the 4 months, we had so many orders. It's unbelievable. So we were right about that. But, moving forward, we're looking to do, like I said, smaller launches, making the brand a little more exclusive.
Mm-hmm.
Cater to those people like the sneakerheads and things like that, coming out with us some colors to match the sneaks and things like that. I think that's the main focus right now, moving forward.
Okay.
I'm looking on the site right now. I've been on it ever since we started. And some of your products are out of stock. How fast are you able to replenish that stock?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I was about to mention that. As far as a lot of our winter items are out of stock because they've been selling so well.
Wow.
And, you know, like Troy just brought up, our goal moving forward is to kind of make our line a little more exclusive and a little more limited. So you're going to find that, you know, that stuff isn't going to come back in the stock. You're going to have to wait until the next drop that we have comes out, and you're almost going to be anticipating what comes out next. And you know, and obviously we're going to want you guys and, you know, the listeners and our customers to kind of jump on things quickly as opposed to kind of waiting.
Right.
Who knows if it's going to be out of stock or your size is going to be there.
Okay.
So, you know, we're really trying to get things a little bit more exclusively, but we will drop things a little more frequently so that you will be able to get it.
Okay. And that's why I said that's kind of good because so in other words, when something comes out, you may say, all right, we're not going to see that again. But it's kind of like almost like, you know what it almost reminds me? It's almost like the Jordans. You can't get them readily available anywhere anymore. But when they drop them, everybody comes out and goes, ah, and just attacks and gets it, you know, whether it's a retro for something new. And I guess what you're trying to say is that as the brand grows, you just want to be into things, like you said, that are exclusive. So if I have a straight-to-league shirt, nobody else
right.
may not. A whole lot of people ain't going to have that. Certain people going to have it, and that's going to be it, unless you guys decide to reissue it or what have you like that.
That's
that what
correct.
You're telling
well,
me? Okay.
That's correct. And what we'll do is we will have, you know, things that are everyday items that will always be in stock. You know, our signature
okay.
tees, we'll have certain tees that we'll have that will always be in stock, or your everyday things that you could buy. But,
okay.
you know, certain drops will be exclusive, like you said, kind of like the retros. And I guess that's kind of where a lot of that came from, because you are speaking to a sneakerhead. So, you know, I kind of took that whole thing and kind of put it into play with our clothing. So
yeah,
because
I noticed that's one of the things that I noticed is that a lot of times you guys will post pictures and things with certain color tennis shoes and stuff like that. So I noticed, I said his color line goes with different tennis shoes and different things, so, you know, things like that. So that's a great thing. I mean, I like the idea behind that. Now let me ask you this: are you ever thinking about doing something, let's say, exclusive, like let's say if you ever get to a point where you're with a sports team or you're with a league or you're with a athlete and you do something, a special drop, like, okay, I'm only going to do this many shirts with this guy's autograph printed on the back or whatever. I mean, have you ever thought about things like that, kind of stuff? When you drop exclusive things, I'm saying. Like the future. I'm not saying now. It's about future.
Well, actually, we kind of have thought about doing something exclusively for some of the people that are basically on our team.
Mm-hmm.
We have Troy and I have talked about doing certain things with maybe some of the people that kind of basically help us sponsor it, kind of like Shaq, kind of like maybe Corey or people like this to kind of have
mm-hmm.
their own line. And I think Troy could talk about it a little more, but
we
really ventured into the MMA field. Troy's
wow.
got a lot of friends that are into that, and we've just sponsored three fighters, and you know, we're working on something like that that you were just talking about. Troy could talk about it a little better though.
Oh man, that's great exposure. Go ahead, Troy. What's
yeah.
that about?
Yeah, definitely. Being that I am in the martial arts, been in there ever since I was a little boy, I have a lot of connections, like as far as traditional, as well as kickboxing, boxing, MMA. So I have a friend that actually, he just turned pro. He's had his fourth pro fight. And I just went to him and we talked about doing a sponsorship. And we were actually able to, just from his one fight, from him wearing our clothes, we were actually able to pick up two more fighters, two up-and-coming fighters.
Wow.
One of the fighters is actually fighting next Saturday in Cleveland, Ohio, and he's
wow.
going to be wearing straight to lead from head to toe. So definitely going to be a good look, and it'll be a televised fight. So it'll definitely be a good look for us. So,
is that on
yeah.
paper? Is that's not going to be pay per view? That's going to be on TV.
Yeah,
is that local?
I'm not sure if it's a local station. I can find
okay.
that out and put it on your site. But yeah, his name is Chris Mitchell. He fights out of Travis, is it Germantown?
Yeah, Germantown, Philadelphia. He's from Germantown.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
So to answer your question, you know, doing something exclusive, what we've done, what we're going to be doing with these fighters is we will have, basically, they'll have their own line of tee. So they'll have a signature tee, they'll have one of our color bars tee, and it'll be
okay.
like a collaboration tee. And so
okay.
the way it'll work is, you know, we'll have our logo on the front of the back, and then they'll have their logo and their nickname on the back. And basically,
okay.
it'll promote both the brands. They'll be able to sell it their fights and on their website, and we'll sell it also on our website as well.
Get out of here. That's a great idea. That's great. That's great marketing. Go ahead.
Travis can expand on this a little bit. I know Travis has been speaking to someone dealing with a little league football team that we're
right.
actually going to be looking to do their jerseys for them, and they'll be wearing the straight to the league logo as well. So.
Wow.
Yeah. That's our next thing as well. We're trying to, you know, support these youth leagues, and whether
mm-hmm.
it be football leagues, whether it's baseball, little league, pee wee leagues. So we have
mm-hmm.
a couple of sports leagues in New Jersey that are going to – basically, we've been pitching it to say, listen, you know, you get your T-shirts printed up for your teams. How about have a nice name brand to basically print it up and basically have the same price and be able to kind of push a brand that's local and kind of help out the kids, too, so they feel that they're cool because they're wearing something that's cool as well.
So you guys give a portion back to the team, or is it just you just?
Yeah, we're working that out now. I'm working out the logistics as far as with the commissions there, and then you know we're working on some other leagues as well. Mac, you know we've been kind of in talks with
some
other leagues as well. So you know that's where we're going to be. You know our focus is going to be at in the short term.
Yeah, because once you get into the street ball leagues, especially here in places like New York and places where you can really. That has a high visibility, you're going to have an easier time selling something if you just get it on the right people and let them see it, you know. So I think, you know, just like it was funny, I was like, I got, you know, Shaq was wearing this stuff, and the next thing I know, I turn around, I'm seeing all my friends and everybody, me and Shaq, and I'm like, where the heck did you get that shirt from? They was like, oh, yeah, they gave me a shirt, too. Then I'm like, wow. I was like, y'all just spreading like wildfire. So it's like every time I see one of my friends, they're like, yeah, I got a Straight to League hat or a Straight to League shirt. I'm like, where you get that from? And they was like, yeah, man, Shaq hooked me up, man. Shaq, I was like, wow. So it's spreading. And I think once you guys really start doing, I can tell you the key. The key is to give back. The fact that you guys are giving back now already, not waiting till, okay, now we're making a pile of money. You know, now we'll give back. You're giving back on the way up. And I don't care what nobody says, and I'm a firm believer in it, is that when you give back, you get more in return, and the brand will probably get promoted faster that way, probably than any other marketing you can do. And I'll say that because when you always give to help other people or they'll give back, it's the way God's law works. You give, you receive. You reap what you sow. You know, what you plant, you get back. So I'm a firm believer in that. And like I said, if I can ever help with that here, I would definitely want to be with them, especially giving back and helping. I mean, that's one of my things. You know, and you know, make contact with Jerry. I mean, I think Jerry's in your area.
I'm in Jerry.
Yeah, he is. We just spoke about that.
I was going to say, y'all in the area. I mean, Jerry knows a lot of people. They don't like him, but he knows a lot of people. I just think it's a good contact, and, you know, like I said, I'll always, you know, help you guys out as much as I can and mention you here. You know, you ever want to do it, you know, you have to remind me because you know I'm running around everywhere, but if you hit me before a show and say, hey, man, can you shout us out? No problem. I'll shout you guys out. Not a problem. In our closing minutes, I do want to ask you guys, though, what kind of football fans you are? What sports teams do you support? For you, Travis, and for you, Troy?
Well, I'll give you a quick story. I grew up in the Pittsburgh area. I couldn't stand the Steelers because everybody liked them. So I grew up liking the Dallas Cowboys.
Up here in D.C.
I liked Tony Dorsett growing up. But I guess, you know, when I got a little bit older, 16, 17, I started liking the Steelers myself. I don't dislike the Cowboys. I guess they're still my number two team. But my number one team would be the Steelers.
Okay, and what about you? I already know you, Troy. But go ahead. Who you like?
I'm just gonna have to say, how about those Cowboys?
Oh boy!
I didn't want to say it. You had me nervous to say it, but yeah, I gotta stand by my squad. I'm a Cowboys fan.
Nah, I just said that. I said don't say that up here because you know Redskins Cowboys is intense up here.
I can't say anything.
The only real football team in Texas is the Texans, not the Cowboys.
Oh, wow. Here we go. And you're talking to a Texans fan.
I'm not going to say that.
I don't know who else would have.
You said, wait. Say that again. Say that, Troy. What'd you say?
I said I don't want to take my line off, so I better shut up.
we don't trip around here. On my show, we talk about it. We call it like we see it.
Yes, we do.
Nothing to it. Trust me. I'm the host. You ain't getting shut off. Yeah, I don't care. I mean, if you like I said, but you got to remember, though, Jerry is one of those. Jerry was a fan of the Jets and left last year for Houston. So he was frustrated with the Jets.
You can't jump ship.
Sure you can. Everybody's telling me that, but you know what? I did. Plain and simple.
Oh, my God.
What kind of fan is that, man? I'm riding with my team. You know, we're terrible right now. We tried to make a little run, but I'm riding with them.
You gotta ride with him. You gotta ride with him.
Hey, I thought about
it. My team didn't have a good year either. So.
Jerry, but you gotta remember something. Jerry's older, and he's been that way for years. I kind of understand. I wouldn't leave my team no matter what. But I understand where Jerry's coming from. He just thinks the Jets were so it was so inept, such a clownish thing. They handled things so bad. He just got so tired of it. He just got to his wits end and said, "I'm done. I'm not supporting it no more. I can't do it." I mean, hell, even the fireman, even the white fireman with the fireman Jets hat quit.
Fireman Ed.
Yeah, when Fireman Ed quit, Slim, you that's about it, man, because that dude was used to lead the cheers and everything. He's like, "Man, I hate this, man. I ain't doing this no more." So that's pretty bad.
All right, guys, I got a question for you. I just ordered one of your long-sleeve tees. How long did it take to reach my door?
Yeah, I just saw that. You'll have it on Tuesday.
Okay.
You'll have it Tuesday.
Okay. Yeah.
It'll ship tomorrow, but you won't get it till Tuesday.
Not a problem. That sounds good.
Yeah. Okay. The other thing is just make sure you send that. Just make sure you get there. Jerry, just make sure when we get off the phone here or whatever, however you do it, make sure you get their number or whatever, and then that way, you know, when you get a picture, they can give you an email or something to send a picture to, and then with, you know, throw you up there, and you know, Jerry, host of, because you know, just to let you guys know, Jerry has what this show and what another one, right? Your own show.
My own show,
Dog Talk Radio, and tell them what that show is.
That happens to be called The Master Plan. I talk about social issues, and I also talk about a lot of sports, especially fantasy sports. So I'm into fantasy sports.
So when you guys play fantasy, you need to call Jerry. Jerry's pretty good from what I hear. From what they tell me, they say Jerry is pretty much, his advice is pretty close. If it ain't dead on, it's pretty close. So I think he's won a bunch of leagues, but, you know, the guy knows his fantasy stuff. So anything, you play everything fantasy, don't you? You play baseball, basketball, and football?
Well, let me put it this way. I've been playing fantasy football for years. I just played fantasy baseball last season and won the championship. Was in first place from start to finish, I'm just starting to play. I'm playing in progress of playing two fantasy basketball leagues.
So when y'all want to cheat, y'all call. So what you do is before you have your draft, you call Jerry up. Now you got a shortcut, man. Bump this. I'm calling Jerry. I'm call Jerry and do. I'm pick what he tell me to pick.
Not to toot my own horn, but I do believe I'm pretty good and definitely in fantasy football. I think I'm a little bit better than the shows you see on the air. A lot of those shows, they come up with some players I've already picked 2 or 3 weeks ahead of time. So
I know you guys will be calling him when you get into fantasy. It's like, yeah, call Jerry.
Yeah, we'll definitely
I was going to say, especially when they're putting up that money, you'd be like, "What? Really? Okay, hold on. I'm going to give her a call, Jerry."
I'll give you my email address. I'll give it right on the air. I don't care. I have more than one email address. But I'll give you my email address if you want to send me your numbers or whatever. It's jtaylor342@comcast.net.
All right, perfect.
That's jtaylor342@comcast.net.
And that's T-A-Y-L-O-R, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Got it.
But I was going to ask you guys, before we get out of here, I do want to ask you guys to make some picks for tomorrow and Sunday's game. So
right.
I'm going to go through these real quick, and all of us will answer it, so we'll just see what you guys pick. I'll go first. The first one is tomorrow at 4:30. It is Baltimore and Denver. Against my better judgment, but just because I like them and I don't like the way they did Tim Tebow, I'm picking Baltimore, damn it.
Ooh.
Jerry?
No way. Denver, without a doubt. Denver, without a doubt.
Okay. All right. Whoever one of you guys want to take it.
I'm going to go with Baltimore, just because I know Ray's going to have all those guys ready to play.
Okay. And what about
I'm going to go with Baltimore, just because I can't stand Peyton Manning.
Ooh, Jerry,
wow.
I voted.
I'm not saying they're going to win.
I'm just hoping they win.
Okay, who said they don't like Peyton Manning and why?
Travis.
I said that. And then I said that too.
Travis said that?
I'll tell you why I don't like him.
Okay.
The man's won one Super Bowl, and they act like he's the best quarterback on the planet. That's number one. I'm not a big Patriots fan, but I still think the best quarterback in the league is still Tom Brady.
Okay.
I think he makes receivers that are nobody good, regardless of who they are.
That's true.
Now he's starting to have a decent squad with his tight ends and whatnot, but the man is, I just think he's great. He's got three titles, and so it's almost like they don't even put him in the same league. So I just feel like that's one of those things, you know, his father's in the league, his brother's in the league, so he gets a little extra help with that. So
right, okay.
All right, the next game, Saturday, 8 o'clock, Green Bay versus San Francisco. I'll go first. I'm picking Frisco. I'm going Frisco. I'm sick and tired of the cheese heads and that cold-ass tundra. I'm going with Frisco.
It back, are you saying that because you happen to be a Detroit Lions fan and you don't like Green Bay?
I'll be honest with you. Honestly, I'll give you proof that I'm really not thinking that way because aside from what Travis said about Brady being the best quarterback, I think Aaron Rodgers is damn near close. I just do. But I'm not saying he's better than Tom Brady, but I'm saying he's in that same area. He's in that area, and I think he could pull it off. But the only thing I'm worried about is that I think San Francisco has more weapons on both sides of the ball. I just think they're just stronger. They got the running game. They got the defense. I don't see any areas where Frisco lacks. Green Bay, you can pick areas where they lack something. But Frisco's pretty much got it all. As long as they're healthy, they have everything they need.
Okay.
So, I mean, you know, that's what I think. But who, you guys go ahead.
I like San Francisco.
Okay.
I agree. I'm going to second that. I like San Francisco, too. Like the way they've been playing.
Okay. What about you, Travis? I mean, Travis or Troy, whoever.
I'm going to go with San Francisco. I think, like Matt said, with their defense and their running game, I think they'll be able to manage the game a little better.
And they got a better quarterback. Now, if they had their older quarterback, I would have picked
Alex
Green
Smith.
Bay. Yeah, I would have picked
I
Green
agree
Bay.
With you. I
would have picked
you.
Green Bay. Because I'm going to tell you right now, I've been saying it. The night Frisco beat, what did they beat, the Patriots? Who did they beat? I can't remember who they beat.
The
I think they beat When they beat Houston or beat somebody, I told him if he wins, or Seattle, it was somebody, I said, if that quarterback wins that game, it was a big game, I said, Alex Smith can kiss his job goodbye. He's not going to get that job.
It probably was the Patriots because that was a big game for them.
Whatever game that was he won, I said,
mm-hmm.
If he wins this game, I said, you can forget it. I said, he's not getting his job back because he just went up against one of the best squads in the league, and I just don't think he's going to get his job back. I just don't. I think they're going to dust Alex off and send him somewhere else, and thanks, but, you know, we'll see you. You know, you can't give up nowadays. It's running quarterbacks, man. It's running mobile quarterbacks. That's what it all is right now. So, but anyway, next one, Sunday, 1 o'clock, Seattle versus Atlanta. I'm going to go with Seattle. I'm going to go with Seattle.
Same here. We're going to the Pacific Northwest, Seattle.
My name is Travis. I'm the same, Seattle.
Wow.
I'm going to go Seattle as long as they don't start off as slow as they did last week. But you know what?
To me, it was more impressive the fact that they started slow and got hit in the mouth, two straight touchdowns.
Woke them up.
And then settled in and came back and won the game. That showed me more than if they had started off fast.
Their running game's got to be right, though. I mean, if they get that running game right, they'll be good.
Yeah. You're right. I agree with that. But I was just saying, if they start slow, it won't bother me because they already shown all they're going to do is say we've been here before. So this is not foreign territory for us. So, yeah, you're right. I agree. I think Seattle. And then the last game, 4:30 on Sunday, Houston versus New England. We already know where Jerry is, so we don't need to ask Jerry nothing.
Jerry,
let me ask you this. Do you think they're going to win, though? I get that's your team.
Yes, I do think they're going to win.
Okay.
The reason I say that is because for some reason, there's a lot of teams that play New England and differently in the playoffs. They may be lights out during the regular season, but in the playoffs, it can be a different story. And they have a defense, and they have an offense that can compete with. I do believe can complete with New England.
Wow. Okay. Remember, he said that. He said that before the last time they matched up too, and I kind of told him they was going to get smacked, but he didn't believe me. So anyway, I'm picking the Patriots.
Not I know you are.
Not because of Jerry. I'm picking Patriots, but hey, look. Let me tell you something. I learned one thing from Floyd Mayweather when I went to see him a year ago. He said, "For the money, I go with New England. Never bet against New England." I said, "You're right. The way they're built now, I ain't doing it. So for the money, I'm going with New England." So you guys tell me where y'all going.
I'm going with New England.
I'm going with New England just because Jerry doesn't like the Cowboys.
No, I never said I didn't like the Cowboys.
Hey, Jerry, you hit me with a body shot, though.
Y'all are wild. Well, look, guys, I just want to tell you guys, you know, it's 8 o'clock and we're about to go off the air, but
right.
I just wanted to really say, man, I really appreciate you guys showing up here, coming here, spending an hour with us, man.
Same here.
Time and really telling us about the line, the clothing line, all that stuff. And I really appreciate you giving us background on yourselves and things like that. And hopefully Jerry, make sure I get this repost of this broadcast. And I'm going to make sure I pass it to you guys so you can link it to your site or link it on your social site, whatever, so people can listen back to the show who maybe missed it or who didn't listen. I think it'll be a good promo for you guys. But I just want to let you guys know I really appreciate you guys being here. And don't think that this is the last time you will be on, because it will not. I will get you on during the summer. I run this. So you will be back on. Hopefully we'll get you back on either before the summer or during the summer. We'll get you on. But I just want to tell you guys thanks. I appreciate your time.
Same here.
Best of luck to you guys in your line. If we can ever help you here at No Chaser, we are more than happy to help you guys promote or do anything we can to try to help you. So with that said, Jerry, I mean, if you have any other things you need to say, go ahead and say it.
No, you said it all.
So I just want to thank you guys. Troy, thanks, man. Travis, thanks. I know I'm related to you, so now I have to endure you. I have to help you now. That was a real shot in the solar plexus, but I see that now, so I had to help y'all. No, I'm just playing. I would have helped you anyway. But thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate you guys having us.
No problem.
No problem.
And before we leave, man, just tell everybody again where they can reach you guys on social media and your website one more time before you leave. Can you tell us that?
Yeah, just go to straighttotheleague.com. You could link up with any of our social media sites right there on the homepage, straighttotheleague.com, and hashtag League Life.
All right. And with that, we are out of here. We will see you next week where we will have, and if you guys want to call in, you guys at all, the professor will be here next Friday, and we will be interviewing him.
Call.
Yeah, you should call in, and we'll try to hook that up, and we'll get you guys to talk. So it'll be next week at 7 o'clock. We will have the professor here, the world-renowned professor, now with Ball Love, former and one player, and we will have him on. And with that, we are out. Good night. See you.